The kindergarten daf mesechtes Matan daf hey begin on the base begin on the tizmas the begin with the gemara aim mitzayin. So what does it mean aim mitzayin? I mean these are things that ain't tzarich tzayin, that it does not need a marker on something that's not matam bo'el. But it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to. Now, but then says Tosis, we got a yomtiv my habraisa, but if the braisa don't want to regarding cholosh avoyin, ekalafar she actually could explain usla tzayin that you're not allowed to make a marker because of usla tzarich b'yomtiv, you're not allowed to go ahead and do an unnecessary tircha on cholosh avoyin. So therefore, it actually would be forbidden. Next, to begin with, the Gemara etzim kisera. When there's a bone the size of a barley corn, he not going to make a marker. Which Tosfos says it's not necessarily only that of a barley corn. But then yes, kisera, something going to be even more than a barley corn. Like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, only says much bigger things that in the matamba oil. The behind not kisera. So why does it pick a barley corn? It's from the behind shira matamba masa. It's only because that's the measurement of things that it contaminates by touching. The halacha halacha mishum sin. That's halacha mishum sin. Like a min mishum sin. Like the matzah chulam kavavim beis. If we pick that, but really for oil, it's even much more than that. These are things that they don't contaminate in oil. All those things don't require a marker. What are they referring to? Cooking the tarred rekim, like for example, a spoonful of the dust of a dead person. Like the Gemara says, the chulnuf kavchavav mabez. If so, the shnechash makaber, or you have a field that the grave was plowed over, come on, mishmait, like it's brought later on the sugya. And the filik is subak tumah, and even something that there's a doubt of tumah. Shemitabi behesim alinagir, that it contaminates by causing it to move without touching. No, those things did not need a marker because the hesalav noslashchichi, because causing them to move is not so common. Shidris al kana, that a person should step on a kana, a reed to tuma love, which he has kama on that spoon, and you're not going to see it. Ulkach lechemir chaman latzayim mishum hesed dibe dacham, we're not stringent to require a marker for hesed, only for that of oil. Gedim next tes masna beginning with the gemara ilan hamisach al arts, the tree that hovers over the ground. What's this case of the Suffolk Thomas? It's Samach Lebeis HaKavos because it's near the cemetery. The Mesaf Kolom, we're in doubt. Yikah Tumah Tachta Beloi, if there's Tumah Beneath it or not, because Mestama Amrinan, because we presume to say the Meis Tachta that there is a corpse beneath it. Kiv Nedech Mokim Tzinuahu, since it's a discreet area, which is right near the cemetery, L'kach Ba'itzin, and therefore it needs to have a marker. Another interpretation is the Adin Vade Yikah Tumah Tachas Neif Echad Shalil. No, we know for sure that there is Tumah, not Suffolk. We never show tumah beneath one of the branches of this tree, but the yesh hevesh beneath the chaverik. That there's a space between one branch and the other one. When you do, but it's a mokum yeshana, and you don't know which area it is. I'm not going to make a lefarish kabbalah, but the same thing you can explain regarding the parallel case of the stone, which is bricks coming out one with the other. Habolt is minhaget that sticks out from the wall, and that's the case. You don't know which one it is. Kinnik says master, we can lose the gemara minapech of the base apras v'hailach person. By this Pesach Pras, a person blows and he continues going. Which is going to explain now, when the Gemara says it's Rabbanon, in other words, Minarais, it's Tar, even sounds like the place of the grave, because we could presume, if the Gersus Leko, or actually Gersus Ikalamein, you could say, because you could presume that that the plow reached till where the dead person was, and therefore, Veleke Lachzuke Makam Tar, you cannot presume that any area is Tar, the Tamei Masafik, where it's scattered throughout the whole field, so it's Tamei out of doubt. Elach Hacham Echmiru, but so although it's doubt, Hacham was stringent. B'shem Hacham the Taurus, because it's stringent of Taurus. B'shem Hacham Echilu, but at the same time, since Rabbinic, they were lenient. That it's not going to have Tumas Oil. Like it's Tamei Kedaresh. It's not really a biblical doubt, because with the Raisa, where there's Safik, it's going to be Tar. And but Hamram or Behamram, there's Hacham. They said that it's going to be Tumah because of Maga, and they said that it's not going to have Tumas Oil, and therefore it helps when you blow. Now, Kaddish Tzadik is going to explain why we lean even where the grave used to be to say it's not going to have Tumas oil and to say that the plow removed the Tumah. So he says, because of Allah, because they didn't used to bury dead people so deep, like they do in today's time. We're not concerned that maybe the dead is there deep beneath where the plow was and that it's still there. And therefore, not concerned. We also say that it was probably was already plowed over and removed. Now, Amina didn't have a limit to publicly talk, and truthfully, from the biblical law, it wouldn't even need to be blown, like we said, because we don't presume Tami Misafik. So, but the whole thing is Kim Chomer B'Taharis, but it's a stringent B'Taharis, Shechmecha Chomer B'Dabba, that the sage was stringent. Now, Taharis comes to explain now what is the Gemara's question of Beis Paras Mimitam B'Oil. The question is, how do they permit you to blow away by the Beis Paras? Why they're not concerned, Jamez Makarka, that there's going to be a dead person in the ground being the by Mimitam B'Oil, and you're not touching anything that contaminate with the oil? Or Yinami, Bulaima, Yilman, Natsadim, without leaning over it from the sides. In other words, you still have to be concerned that they would contaminate a person by the person herself being oil on the tumah. Obviously, rather, that the reason why this says tara through blowing is because it's not going to have a tumah of oil. You know that the grave was plowed over. If there's no trees, then you know that the grave was plowed over. The Tanya also, because this is what we learn in the Braisa in Olers, the 17th parak. So the Shabbat Kebab, if you have a field that a grave was lost, and then the task called Matthew, and I'll plant any trees over there. Going should oil alone, meaning and must be told that obviously it's fit for a tree, and the fact that you don't plant is that we could say the Mistama, Emilish Abba Kaber, if a grave wasn't lost, how unite the Mateka, they would have planted. Therefore, you know from the fact that trees are not planted there that a grave was not lost over there. Another person you could say is that, meaning if there's no trees, then you know the grave was lost and that's why they didn't plant. Or Inami, another person you could say, you're right, but you do love Dafka. To know for sure, you don't really know. Because it could have been they just didn't plant. The Agam, the Nakan Resha, it's just that from the Resha, it says, we do it, that when it says that if it was plowed over, that if there is trees that you know was plowed over, because for sure wasn't lost, and then they wouldn't have planted, so then Nukatev Biyudua says the same, but also says the parallel Lashon Biyudua. Emachin Zarklam and Pesach Kunjas, that it doesn't mean that we know definitively. Rashi explains the ratio, if there's trees, you know that the grave was plowed over, because the field needs to be plowed for the trees, but by the same, when there's no trees, you still don't know why it was made, if it's because it was lost, or because it was plowed, and again, it's out of doubt that we're machmer or concerned. And therefore, when this is Biyudua, that a grave was lost, again, it's not necessarily, just keeping that same wording.